Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's a great day to read a book, especially if you're a kid. Let's go in-depth with Katie Dreyer, Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library. Well, Katie, it feels like 110 degrees outside. I bet it's probably 93 or something, but it's just pretty miserable. And I can't think of any place in the world better than where we are right now at the library.
Yes, it is. We have had our summer heat already started in June. And yes, the library is nice and cool. Sometimes we get maybe a few comments that it's too cool. But right now, I'd rather be where it's cool. And yes, the library is a happening place. Just this morning, we had tons of kids and tons of programs going on. So it's a great place to be in the summer.
Do you have memories of summertime reading from when you were a little girl?
I do. I grew up, though, in a very small town where we didn't have a summer reading program in the summer. But I still went to the library. I would ride my bike up, go to the pool, go to the library when it was open because it was only open either in the morning or the afternoon, get our books, and then return them the next day. Babysitter club, I was the first usually on the list to get the newest babysitter club. So those were my favorite times. But yeah, we didn't have an organized summer reading program, but my mom as a teacher made sure that we read, and then we got rewarded at home when we kind of completed our goals.
There's just something so special about reading when it's too, I remember going outside and playing, and then when it got too hot, come in and read.
Yes, or finding underneath the shade tree. We didn't, we only had a window air conditioning growing up, so we'd either sit in front of the window air conditioner, or we would, I had a place out back under a tree that I would read. And most favorite memories are my mom reading aloud to us, even when we were in upper elementary, reading aloud at night, I think. Especially in the summer. We did throughout the school year, but I think in the summer we could always make sure or pride her to read a little bit longer than we typically would during the school year. So those are some of my favorite memories, is just those read alouds at night with my mom, with all of us kids.
And so how's the summer reading program going?
It's going great. We have had, last week when I counted, I think we had 356 logs that have been taken just for the school age kids, about 200 for the read to me kids. The early literacy, we've kind of loosened those restraints up for ages, so that the early literacy is a little bit not as the logs that haven't gone out as much, but those kids have moved up to the read to me, the toddler program. So yeah, we've got lots of logs out. We're excited for the kids. The format has changed a little bit this year, where it's reading just 15 minutes a day. We're really trying to focus on that consistency and keeping those kids reading at least 15 minutes a day, which is what they kind of promote during the school year, 15 to 20 minutes a day of reading. So we're trying to continue that throughout the summer and just keep those kids in that habit of 15 minutes a day of reading.
And some kids are going to read 2 hours.
Exactly. Some kids are going to read 2 hours, and we've got a program for those kids. So if they read over those 15 minutes a day, they put those extra minutes into another calendar, keep track of that. And when they read an extra 5 hours, then they'll put their name into a drawing for experience prizes. So we have experience prizes for a movie party, a dance party, a Wii gaming system party here at the library. The police station and fire station always give us tours that the kids can have a chance to win the drawing for that. We also have librarian for a day, ice cream with the librarian. I actually just talked to another person here in town who we're trying to get another one scheduled. So we can't keep giving more material prizes, but we like to be able to give those experience prizes and those fun things for kids to do as well.
I bet the experience prizes are good or better.
Exactly. And the experience prizes, they are. I mean, we have, I can't remember my numbers from last year, but each year those keep growing, and more kids are excited to do those. And it's fun for me because it's fun for those kids to be able to come and follow me around for an hour or sit and have ice cream. And, we talk about books or we talk about their life, and it's just a fun experience for me as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Katie Dreyer, Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library. And I understand it's not too late to get into the summer reading program.
It is not too late. No, there we did change the format a little bit. So there's a prize for June and a prize for July. But just come in, get a reading log, read 20 times, 15 minutes a day for 20 times, get a prize, come back and finish it and for another 20. So this year the prizes are a book and a coupon for each one. So after 20 times of reading, you get a book and a coupon, and another 20 times of reading, a book and a coupon.
Yeah, some families, you know, it's mid-June. Some families, you know, it wasn't that long ago. Some of the kids were still in school and family things going on. Now might be a perfect time to start the summer reading program.
Exactly, yeah. You know, if you've just kind of relaxed from the end of school year, this is a perfect time to pick it up right before, you know, you get busy again in July or go on vacation. Or even if you're going on vacation, grab those audio books. That's a great way to not have the screen time in the car. Just listen to a book as a family and kind of discuss it as you go, or just checking out books. The nonfiction section is a great place to get books to go on vacation. The big pictures and the just little information, it's great. And, you know, lots of picture books. Take picture books home. Read picture books to your children. I'm a huge advocate for reading aloud to your kids at night. Read a chapter book, even to those kids who are fifth and sixth grade. They will always remember it.
Well, and there's another benefit to the audiobooks is that you can still look out the window and not
exactly.
get car sick.
Exactly. And if somebody who gets car sick and has to drive to see their family, and I can't read a book and drive at the same time, for some reason they don't like that. I actually listen to a lot of audiobooks, especially in the summer. In the winter I don't as much, but in the summer that's how I drive back and forth to see my family, is listening to an audiobook. And it's some of my, you know, that's when I get a lot of my reading done, is in the car listening to those audiobooks.
And I bet that for that family vacation, I bet that you and other staff at the library can provide guidance as to what kids and mom and dad are.
Oh, yes. Like. Yep. Come on in. If I'm not here, the desk staff is more than happy and capable of helping to try to find some great books for families to take on a road trip or just even at home.
What are some of the more popular books?
You know, Big Nate, which is, he started as a comic strip and is now a chapter book kind of series. Captain Underpants, of course, is always still a popular thing. That's been, I bet Captain Underpants is probably 15 or 20 years old and it's still very popular. Wimpy Kid is actually what we, you know, running a report of our top books, Wimpy Kid is there. But the I Survive books, those are very popular with kids. They take a story that happened in history and kind of, they give it a fictional twist, but add in that true history part, and the kids just really eat those up. And they're short and they're simple and they really go well. But in the graphic novels, the Smile and Drama are very popular. But we also, I mean, our classics still go here. Harry Potter still gets checked out like crazy. Little House on the Prairie still gets checked out just as much, even for picture books. Curious George, Berenstain Bears, all of those still get checked out constantly.
And that's because the parents like reading to their kids the things they were read.
Yeah. To. You know, I think that makes a big difference, yes, as well. You know, kids, parents check out for their kids, but even kids will just come and pick them out. I mean, yeah. Once they get introduced to Berenstain Bears, I still have a good Berenstain Bears book.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are formative. I mean, some of the...
Oh, yeah, they usually have a nice little life lesson at the end, which is good. But, yeah, they're, you know, Curious George is still kind of on TV, a little bit different than what the original story is. But, you know, Curious George is still on TV, and it still gets checked out. And Harry Potter, you know, I think that one will be a classic forever.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Katie Dreyer, Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library. Now, when I was a kid, I mean, even as like 10 and 12 years old, I like to read the same book over and over. Do kids do that, or is that
just
me being weird?
No. Kids can constantly read the same book over and over again. I will have there'll be some kid, you know, some parents who come in and say they need something else other than reading this one over and over again. I Survived, it seems like they'll go back and read the I Survived books two or three times. Harry Potter, a lot of people who read Harry Potter will go back, they'll read the whole series and start back over again. There's lots of kids who read the same book over and over again.
I thought I was weird.
No, you are not. And I read the same, I'd say every two or three years, I read some of my favorite classics over and over again. Super Fudge, I haven't read that in about 3 years, but I actually just found my copy and started reading it the other day just because it's hilarious to me. And I still enjoy that book.
When I was about, maybe fifth grade, I think I read, maybe fourth, I read Swiss Family Robinson, I know, 5 times. And that's, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
I just couldn't put it down. I just kept picking it back up. Do we learn something every time do we learn something new, do you think? Or are we just practicing or filling out the story in our head? What are we doing when we do that?
I think you're learning something new each time, but I think it's a comfort level. And sometimes, you know, kids, when they read a great book, they're always searching for something that's just as good as that. And sometimes they can't find it, so they keep going back to that one and just reading it. And it just because it's a comfort to them to, you know, they know what's going to happen. It maybe doesn't have the most excitement, you know, as reading it the first time, but I think a lot of it is the comfort of it. And some kids, when they're just starting to be chapter book readers, they like to have a series. They like to have that series of, I can go to the shelf, I can pull the next one, they're in number order, all that. So sometimes it's a hard thing for kids to jump from moving from a chapter book series to just a standalone, and knowing that a book can end in one book, you know, the story can end at the end. It doesn't need to continue. A lot of books do for kids, you know, once a series starts, they've kind of figured out their moneymaker and they'll write as many as they can. But, you know, there's some great standalones or even just a series of two books that I can think of that are great, but sometimes it's hard for those kids to make that jump from a series to just a great standalone book.
Do you have any advice on how to wrest the electronic devices away from the kids and put the book in their hands?
No, you know, people have asked me that, and I don't. I know, just even myself, I have to try to put my devices down and step away from them, because I'm just as guilty as picking up that phone and looking at the social media and reading. I read my news on that. I read everything on that. But I have found that picking up a book and sitting and just letting my brain kind of decompress and calm down, it is a great thing. You know, different studies have actually shown that teenagers like that, is just picking up a book, because they do have so much in front of the screen. And so they really do like to pick up the book instead of having an e-reader in front of them, like a lot of adults actually do. But if you're a prolific reader and you're going on vacation, it makes sense to take an e-reader and have how many books downloaded on it instead of taking 15 books on a trip. I wish I had the magic answer, but I always tell parents to have a meaningful screen time. Interact with your child when you're on the screen, when you're doing a screen time, look and see what they're doing, talk to them about it, play the games together instead of just handing it over and having it be the babysitter, which I understand it is very simple sometimes, and I get it, because I've even done it, you know, with nieces and nephews in the car. It's like, here's the phone, play. But if there can be a meaningful screen time, I think that's great.
In our imaginations, we're going to put you on a desert island with 5 children's books. Mm. Which 5 are you going to take to the desert island?
Oh, I would say Super Fudge, because it's one of my very favorites. I just read The War That Saved My Life, and that was a great book, and I could probably reread that all over again. Charlotte's Web, just because it's a great, wonderful story for my childhood as well. The Rats of Nim, and a fifth one. Probably Hatchet. Maybe it would give me some suggestions as to how to survive.
Well, I'm going to take Swiss Family Robinson.
There you go. That's true. Swiss Family Robinson should have been one of my choices. Maybe I need to reread that or actually read it. I don't think I've read it. I've only watched the movie. There you go. Yeah, you probably have an up enough on me if you took that one.
Thanks to Katie Dreyer for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.